NBC presents
pop and rock superstar Gwen Stefani.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Gwen performs on an outdoor stage at Rockefeller Center. She wears a puffy silver dress that resembles tinfoil. On stage are six dancers dressed as Santa Claus. They surround Gwen as she struts to the middle of the stage. The lights of the buildings are lit up around her as she dances in the darkness.
Little tin horns, and little toy drums, and hooty tutus, and running tom-toms, and curly hair dolls with titles and goo, yellow and gold sang kitty cartoons. And Santa Claus comes to town. And Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome to Christmas in Rockefeller Center with performances by Jimmy Allen, Andrea Matteo and Virginia Bocelli, Dan and Shay, Brett Eldridge, Mickey Guyton, Alicia Keys, Catherine McPhee and David Foster, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Louis York and the Shindellas, the Sesame Street Muppets, the Radio City Rockettes, and special appearances from Baking It, Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph, from The Best Man, The Final Chapters, Morris Chestnut and Melissa DeSosa, plus Tony Hale.
The Christmas trees around the stage are lit up with twinkly lights. Gwen raises her arm in the air. She waves at the crowd.
And now, our hosts from today, Hoda Kotb and Craig Melvin, and from Access Hollywood, Mario Lopez.
Hey everybody, welcome to Christmas in Rockefeller Center, where tonight we'll be lighting the world's most famous Christmas tree for the first time of the season. The crowds are lining the streets, they're all getting ready, and also a lineup of some of the biggest stars in music. They've come out to put us all in the holiday spirit.
It's going to be a great night. Yeah. And by the way, a huge thank you to Gwen Stefani for that kickoff performance. Gwen is currently in the middle of her sixth season as a coach on NBC's The Voice, and make sure to check out the deluxe version of her album titled You Make It Feel Like Christmas.
And it's been raining on and off all day today, but that didn't stop hundreds of thousands of people from just packing Rockefeller Center. And I am so excited for everything that we've got coming up tonight, including our next performer, who is a 15-time Grammy winner.
Let's go, Mario. She just released her first Christmas album titled Santa Baby. Performing Please Come Home for Christmas, here is Alicia Keys.
Alicia is seated at a grand piano. She wears a long silver coat.
Bells will be ringing
She performs on an outdoor stage in front of a live audience. All around her are Christmas trees lit up with golden stars.
A special appearance by Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph, and performances from Mickey Guyton and Andrea Matteo and Virginia Bocelli when Christmas in Rockefeller Center continues, live on NBC. NBC's telecast of Christmas in Rockefeller Center 2022 is brought to you by Target. Order today.
A man taps his phone. A Target logo is on a shopping bag. It's a red and white Target. Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Welcome back to Rockefeller Center, where soon this 82-foot spruce behind us is about to brighten up the New York City skyline. We're counting down to the moment we've all been waiting for, thanks to our friends at Bailey's.
Yes, and while we prepare ourselves to take in that stunning tree, we turn now to a star of country music. She released her debut album last year titled Remember Her Name. And she is with us to sing a holiday favorite.
Performing Jingle Bell Rock, here is Mickey Guyton.
Mickey Guyton's on stage in a long purple coat, belted at the waist with a black belt. Mickey twirls across the stage in her silver, sparkly, high-heeled boots. She plays with a six-piece band. A man grooves on the slide guitar. Behind Mickey stands the spruce.
And now, let's check in with two of the funniest people on the planet who join us from a cabin in the woods.
Yeah. Love them. They have been baking away this holiday season, but found a little time to put their spin on some Christmas songs.
All right, here are the hilarious Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph.
Thank you so much for letting us into your home for the holidays.
Let's sing some of our personal favorite carols.
Don't have to tell me twice. 2, 3, 4.
Coy to the world gets coy. The big expensive fish. Every pond, prepare their room.
They live for really long.
Real long.
Real long.
Oh, I'm tired.
2, 3, 4, deck the halls with stars from TV. Fa la 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 la. Love how stars are just like me. Fa la 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 la. To be fair, we've been on TV. Actually, we're on TV right now. But we know you'd really love them. Fa la 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 stars are just like us.
They really are.
Yeah. Thank you for watching when there's just so much TV. There's 12 houses flipping, 11 Hallmark movies, 10 prequel spin-offs, 9 90s reruns, 8 gritty reboots, 7 docuseries, 6 geese a-laying, 5 fantasy shows about rings, 4 football games, 3 stress chefs, 2 dating shows, and that burning log that's on your TV. Happy holidays from all of us at Baking It.
Hey, Tree, get lit.
Thank you, Maya and Amy.
She's speaking our language. All right, yes. You can see the second season of Baking It. It starts December 12th, only on Peacock. And don't miss a special celebrity holiday episode of the NBC same day at 10 p.m.
Up next, a family trio from Italy that features a legendary tenor and two of his fabulously talented children. Together, they just released an album. It's called A Family Christmas, and they're here to perform Happy Christmas. War is over.
Please welcome Andrea Matteo and Virginia Bocelli.
On the Channel Garden stage, Andrea plays a grand piano.
What have you done?
Matteo sings.
Another year over. And a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas. A happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong.
Virginia, his 10-year-old sister, sings along with him. All the Bocellis are dressed in white.
And so happy Christmas for black and for white, for left and for right ones. Let's stop all the fight. A very Merry Christmas and a happy. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
Matteo holds Virginia's hand.
So this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year over, and a new one just so happy Christmas. We hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's go. A good world without any fear. And so this is Christmas, and what have we done?
Andrea, who is blind, wears sunglasses.
Another
as he plays the piano
over, and a new one just begun.
Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale. Thank you.
Country recording artist Brett Eldridge, plus Catherine McPhee and David Foster, when Christmas in Rockefeller Center continues, live on NBC. NBC's telecast of Christmas in Rockefeller Center 2022 is brought to you by Kay Jewelers. Celebrate every kiss with Kay.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center, in an effort to create a more inclusive experience for blind and visually impaired viewers, NBC Universal is very proud to present tonight's broadcast with live audio description on the secondary audio program channel, SAP.
Now we have an amazing collaboration from a recording artist who recently starred on Broadway and her husband, who's one of music's most renowned writers and producers. They recently joined forces on a holiday album called Christmas Songs and are with us to perform Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You're ready. Here are Catherine McPhee and David Foster.
On the outdoor stage on the ice rink, David Foster sits at a grand piano.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shining nose, and if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, but they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you come and guide my sleigh tonight? Jingle bells, oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Come on, Dave.
Catherine shakes her shoulders as she shimmies across the stage in her white ball gown with a white coat draped over her shoulders. A three-piece brass band performs beside David. Behind Catherine is the bronze statue of Patmos.
Woo! Woo!
Well, our friends, the Sesame Street Muppets, yes, have just stopped by, and they're joined by Mickey Guyton. I love those guys. Let's see what they're up to.
Mickey, happy holidays!
Yeah. Hey, y'all! I hear Elmo. This holiday is extra special.
Cookie Monster and Tango.
Well,
Tango's
you're off
Elmo's
to
puppy.
A great start. The Rockefeller tree lighting is one of my favorite of many great traditions.
Oh yeah, traditions like Christmas cookie.
Yeah, building a snowman.
Yeah, and Christmas cookies.
And exchanging gifts.
Oh yeah, yeah, and Christmas cookies. Me pretty sure she said Christmas cookies.
And who can forget the Christmas cookies!
How did you know? Cookie!
Mickey holds up a cookie shaped like a Christmas tree, and Cookie Monster devours it.
Well, here's another tradition for you. But how about we introduce our next guest?
Okay, Tango, why don't you do it?
Oh, nicely done. Did you get all that?
Nope. Nope. Okay. Didn't get it.
Well,
nope.
She said, please welcome Brooke Eldridge. Yay! Yeah!
Good job. Good job, Tango.
All right.
Brett wears a black suit and bow tie.
You miss a sparkle, but you could glow. You just need a kiss underneath the mistletoe. I'll show you magic like you've never seen. You are the angel on the top of that evergreen. And we'll take a stroll down Michigan Avenue. I'll turn your heart green and red instead of blue. Oh, call me Mr. Christmas. I'll make your spirit bright. I'll dry your eyes with candy skies and warm cherry delight.
Eight musicians perform with Brett.
Parties, the last all through the night. Every wish will come true. Yeah, I'll be Mr. Christmas for you.
The stage is decorated with small Christmas trees that have bright light stars.
That jolly grin. You're skating circles around my heart and I'm falling. I'll hang the lights, glitter the tree. I wanna make you happy as you're making me. The red suit man is riding in on the sleigh.
Brett's in his early 30s
so
with light brown hair and a beard.
Cherry delight. With hot and party, the last stop through the night. Every wish will come true. Yeah, I'll be Mr. Christmas for you. Come.
People in the audience wear bright Christmas lights on their heads and as necklaces. A woman solos on the electric guitar.
I pull out all the stops, sweet as lemon drops. Carol's ringing, he is singing as the fire pops. Feet are getting close, cheese and he's a toast. Heart is racing, you've been waiting, watch, I'll make it snow. Call me Mr. Christmas. I'll make your spirit bright. I'll dry your eyes, candy skies, warm cherry delight. With hopaloops and parties, the last stop through the night. Yeah, every wish will come true. Yeah, I'll be Mr. Christmas for you. Mr. Christmas, oh, I'll be Mr. Christmas for you. New York City. Oh, we'll hop right in.
Brett signals the band and they all stop together.
Happy holidays!
Yes, thank you, Brett Eldridge. Make sure to check out his album, Mr. Christmas, and you can catch him on his holiday-themed Glow Tour. We've got so much more coming your way, so please, stay with us.
Star of NBC's The Voice, Blake Shelton, and country music's Jimmy Allen, when Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns, live on NBC.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Welcome back to Midtown Manhattan, where we've all gathered to see the breathtaking tree wrapped in 5 miles of multicolored lights.
Yes, and now we have an all-star collaboration From one of country music's fastest rising Grammy-nominated stars, a multi-Grammy-nominated hit-making duo, and a genre-breaking trio.
Yeah, together they take the stage to perform the original holiday song, What Does Christmas Mean?
Please welcome Jimmy Allen and Louis York featuring the Shindellas.
Jimmy Allen greets on stage in a silver and blue suit and a white cowboy hat.
It's December again. There's a chill in the air. I should be out with friends, but I'm asking myself, tell me, what does Christmas mean without you?
Jimmy twirls on the spot.
Put your hands together. All right. Come on, take it away.
The Shindellas wear sparkling red pantsuits with white fur coats.
Merry Christmas to you, Jimmy. All right. Our jaw-dropping Christmas tree is just about 90 years old, which seems appropriate considering that this year marks the 90th Rockefeller Center celebration. So it all started right here back in 1931 when workers pulled their money during the Great Depression to buy a tiny 20-foot Christmas tree.
In 1933, Rockefeller Center decided to make the Christmas tree an annual tradition and held the very first lighting ceremony. And here we are, continuing that legacy all these years later.
Really, really cool. So in honor of all 90 of the Rockefeller Center trees, NBC is partnering with the Arbor Day Foundation to help plant 25,000 trees. Now, that's in addition to the more than 270,000 trees that NBC and the Arbor Day Foundation have already planted together over the past 14 years.
The Arbor Day Foundation is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and in those 50 years, the foundation has helped plant nearly 500 million trees in more than 50 countries around the world. If you're at home right now and you'd like to get involved and help curb climate change through planting trees with us, all you have to do is text TREES, the word TREES, to 707070. Every dollar donated will plant a tree in a forest in need right here in the United States.
Yeah, a great cause. All right, Mario Lopez, over to you.
Thank you, Hoda. And now we have someone who, as a coach on NBC's The Voice, has mentored 8 champions. And as a musician, his songs have been streamed nearly 11 billion times. No matter how you look at it, he's one of the greats. Performing up on the housetop from our Rockefeller Center rooftop, here is Blake Shelton.
Blake wears a red plaid shirt and jeans. He performs with 8 musicians. He points to the sky and plays his guitar.
Up on a housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all part of a little one's Christmas joy. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on a housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney.
A man plays a slide guitar. The audience members hold candy cane batons that glow as they wave them.
First comes a stock and a little nail. Oh dear Santa, feel it well. Gives her a dolly that laughs and cries. One that can open and shut its eyes. Ho, ho, ho. And a ball and a whip that cracks. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
The drummer wears a Santa hat.
R&B superstar Alicia Keys and country duo Dan and Shay when Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns live on NBC.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
So tonight is, of course, all about the tree, but this holiday season is more exciting than ever because you can also watch Copa Mundial on Telemundo and Peacock. My family's just been glued to the coverage, and we're all fired up, ready for the Netherlands versus the United States this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time in a win-or-go-home playoff match for a place as one of the best 8 teams in the world. Let's go, USA! Let's do it!
World Cup, Qatar.
And another reason to get excited is because an R&B superstar just released her first Christmas album titled Santa Baby, and she joins us now with the title track. Please welcome 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
On the ice rink stage, Alicia wears a white ball gown style coat. Her dark hair is braided into 6 braids.
Hello, Santa. Is this really you? Well, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I do have a little list. And I've been such a good girl. I know I deserve it. You want to hear it? Santa baby, just sip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, sent a baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Yeah. Sent a baby, just a simple project, one for fun.
Two dancers dressed in black lounge on the grand piano. Dancers now stand on either side of Alicia. They run their hands up their chest.
Won't you hurry, come and see me?
Then they strike poses. Alicia looks skyward as she extends her arms, her dancers striking poses. She waves at the audience.
Beautiful, Miss Alicia Keys. All right, with a special message about giving this holiday season, here is Tony Hale.
Hello, and happy holidays. It's me, Tony Hale, and I've got a special job tonight. A challenge from the folks at Red Nose Day to come up with a record-breaking number of Christmas tree puns in 30 seconds. You ready? Here we go. Here's the thing. You might think this is a tremendous challenge for me, and you're all rooting for me, but I get really sappy around this time of year. I love getting all spruced up for the tree lighting. I find myself pining to branch out and light that tree. I mean, come on. It must have been watered by a ton of rain, dear. That's my fave so far. It's evergreen. You know what? I'm getting a little stumped, a little low on puns, but would you like to join me in Red Nose Day and give back this holiday season? Is that time? Got it. You'll just need to log. Okay, here's the most important thing. Red Nose Day is doing incredible work all year round to help end child poverty. And we have the opportunity to spread some holiday cheer and make sure no kid goes hungry or is without a home at Christmas. You can just go to rednoseday.org, yep, right now, I know you're holding your phone, and give whatever you can. And tonight, the great news is that your donation is gonna be doubled, up to $250,000. Whatever you give, Red Nose Day will receive twice the amount. So on behalf of everyone at Red Nose Day, thank you so much. Now, excuse me, I have to make like a tree and leaf. What? Happy holidays.
Tony puts on a red nose.
All right, thank you, Tony. And tonight we are supporting a special cause, Red Nose Day, and their important mission to help end child poverty. If you can, go to rednoseday.org, donate tonight, help kids facing hunger or in need of a place to call home. No family should have to choose between buying food for their kids or keeping the power on at home, especially right now.
Yes, absolutely. And I am so thrilled to share that all of your donations to Red Nose Day tonight are going to be matched dollar for dollar. That's right. Your donation double. And that sounds like a little holiday magic to me. So please go to rednoseday.org and give whatever you can. And in advance, thank you so much for your generosity.
All right. Next up is a three-time Grammy-winning duo with one of their newest original holiday songs called Pick Out a Christmas Tree.
We're in for a treat. Under our Christmas tree, ladies and gentlemen, Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay are on the outdoor ice rink stage. Dan plays guitar in a green suit and Shay in a blue suit sings into the mic.
People everywhere, stores are decorated, there's Christmas in the air, Santa's getting ready, kids are counting down, the only thing left to do right now is pick out a Christmas tree, top shelf in Iowa.
They perform in front of the golden statue of Atlas.
You can line up all the stockings, hang some mistletoe, can't stay up past our bedtime, and pray for it to snow till we pick out a Christmas tree. A top shelf in aisle three, we'll tie it to the car. Hey, don't forget the star. And when we get back home, plug it in and watch it go.
The stage is decorated with glowing Christmas trees and presents.
So grab your keys and grab your coat. December's here, what you say we go and pick out a Christmas tree. Top shelf in aisle three, we'll tie it to the car. Hey, don't forget the star. And when we get back home, plug it in and watch it go.
Those guys are great.
The holidays, of course, remind us of what's truly important. It's a time to spread kindness and celebrate our community heroes. This message comes to life in the following holiday tribute from our friends over at Toyota.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
This year, Toyota, the National Center for Families, Learning, and Kids in Need Foundation are rewarding everyday heroes, teachers, with much-needed supplies to support more than 15,000 students in underserved communities nationwide. We thank all our educators for their selfless work all across our country. The current Toyota Family Teacher of the Year, Yvonne Ortiz, is with us this evening. Ms. Ortiz, enjoy the night, and it's an honor to have you here. Yes.
It is time to go back down to the ice to hear from Mr. Christmas himself. He's released not one, but two amazing holiday albums and is out on his Glow Holiday Tour.
Performing Feels Like Christmas once again, here is Brett Eldridge.
Brett is on the ice rink stage in a double-breasted black suit and bow tie. Women in the crowd hold glowing candy cane batons.
Holly and light, evergreen candles, and cinnamon spice. You need the mantle glowing in the fire. I said, hallelujah, feels like Christmas. Can't believe I get to witness this. In a red velvet sport coat, Gentleman Jack on the ride. You kick off your high heels,
our living room, dancing my side. With me on the speakers, your smile in my heart drops. I said, hallelujah, feels like Christmas blue, waiting all year long. Hey, hey, hey.
People in the crowd wear reindeer antlers.
Cause the only thing missing is you and me kissing across right on my lips. I said, hallelujah, feels like Christmas. You can't tell me that Christmas gets better than this. No, you can't. Caught up in the spirit, if you couldn't tell. The moment that I saw you, I heard Carol of the Bells. The angels were singing as the snow gently fell. I said, hallelujah, feels like Christmas been waiting my life long. Hey, hey, hey.
Brent walks across the front of the stage. He carries the mic in his hand.
Where's a mistletoe? Cause the only thing missing is you and me kissing across right on my lips. I said, hallelujah, feels like Christmas. You can't tell me that Christmas gets better than this. Here we go. And any other time of year, you want. But tonight, you got a heavenly kind of glow. Hey, hey, hey. Santa's on his way. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, where's the mistletoe? Cause the only thing missing is you and me kissing across right on. I said, hallelujah, feels like Christmas. You can't tell me that Christmas gets better than this. Oh, oh. The Christmas gets better than this. Merry Christmas!
Brett Eldridge. All right, the holidays are about to get even sweeter. Singing a song from their brand new special, Sesame Street, The Nutcracker, premiering tomorrow on HBO Max. Here are our friends from Sesame Street.
Happy Elmo. Holidays, everybody. Take it away, Tango.
Tango's a puppy.
Elmo is gonna show you the best Christmas ever. Happy is how we'll be.
The Sesame Street Muppets. Cookie Monster. Elmo. Abby and Grover.
Colored flowers, bells, and bows.
Making a snowman if it snows.
So many cookies, me must say.
Cookie Monster eats a cookie. Spreading crumbs everywhere. Behind the Muppets, Christmas lights twinkle.
Bye!
upstart. A crowd is gathered on the street. The Voice, Gwen Stefani, and country music's Mickey Guyton when Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns live on NBC.
Now we've got a three-time Grammy-winning artist who's a music and fashion icon. She brings that trend-setting style to her holiday album, You Make It Feel Like Christmas.
Joining us from our Rock Center rooftop to perform her instant classic, Under the Christmas Lights, once again, Gwen Stefani.
On the rooftop, Gwen wears a red and white mini dress with puffed sleeves. Her dancers wear red and white miniskirts and white go-go boots with white blouses.
At late night, gotta do the rapping. I'm running out of tape. You know how to always keep me laughing. And why you such a babe? And how is just my life? Keep wondering if it's true. I just can't believe there's someone like you. When it's cold outside, put your arms around me, and we'll count down to December 25. And thank God I found you, 'cause you're all that I need under the Christmas lights. And you and I, under the Christmas lights.
Gwen has shoulder-length bleach blonde hair. She's in her early 50s.
Don't need mistletoe for kissing. Get over here and play. And let's start making some traditions and be my holiday. When it's cold outside, put your arms around me. And we'll count down to December 25. Christmas lights, and baby, you and I, under the Christmas lights.
Hey! Her six dancers perform a choreography around her. People wave their glowing candy cane batons from the audience.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Gwen. With the holiday season, of course, comes romance. So let's turn to two of the experts, stars of Peacock's upcoming series, The Best Man, The Final Chapters.
Yeah, Morris Chestnut and Melissa DeSouza took a special look at the love stories you can find daily here under the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Let's check it out.
When you're in love during the holidays, there's no place like New York City. Holding hands, taking in the sights and the smells, enjoying all the Christmas decorations, there's nothing like it.
There really isn't. And as someone who grew up right here in the city, I can say that there are some really special spots for you to take your person.
For many, the spot to pop the question is definitely right here under the legendary Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
That's right. Every year, couples come from all over the world to get engaged in this magical place.
On the ice, a man kneels before a woman. She nods yes and wipes tears.
To all of the couples who will experience that life-changing moment under the tree this year.
Sending our love to all of you.
Happy holidays.
Beautiful. Thank you, Melissa and Morris. Boy, those proposals are so fun to see.
Very romantic right there. Please be sure to check out The Best Man, The Final Chapter is coming to Peacock December 22nd.
What do you say we get back to the music now with the latest single from a sensational country music star?
Yeah, joined by the Bells Choir to perform I Still Pray. Here is Mickey Guyton.
Mickey's on the stage set up in the ice rink.
Love ain't always all red roses. Even gold ain't always golden.
fix my broken. I just need some hope.
The lights come up on the Bells Choir. Eight singers dressed in black wearing red scarves.
Just can't catch a break. For the ones that keep on searching, but they just can't find a way. When it rains and looks too poor, that's when my knees hit the floor. And I know I'm not alone when I say, oh,
classical trio Andrea, Matteo, and Virginia Bocelli when Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns live on NBC.
Welcome back here to Rockefeller Center, where after we light the tree, an estimated 800,000 people will stop by each day to enjoy its magnificence. And this year, WNBC and the Kelly Clarkson Show invited youth choirs in the New York area to enter a competition to win a spot in tonight's show under the co-direction of Angelica Ortega and Luana Lasso, and performing Deck the Halls here from Queens, New York, the Fairview Fifth Grade Choir.
Eleven-year-olds are dressed in green and red for Christmas. They all wear Santa hats, and the girls wear candy cane striped leggings under red and green dresses. They wave their hands in unison. The three boys at the front dance. The chorus points to the keyboardist, who's a young boy. They strike a pose, some of them crouching low to the floor, others standing on tiptoes. They wave to the crowd.
Oh, you did us proud. Beautiful. Yes. All right, next. We have three remarkable classical vocalists who've come all the way from Italy to make this a family affair. Their new album, A Family Christmas, and they join us to perform The Greatest Gift.
Here are Andrea, Matteo, and Virginia Bocelli.
On the Channel Garden stage, Andrea plays a grand piano.
Look outside, the stars are shining bright.
Matteo sings.
Even though it's turned a little colder, we can light a fire, stay inside. Hear the angels sing, hear the angels sing.
Matteo and Virginia hold hands. Virginia's only 10.
Buon Natale! Happy Christmas!
Up next, one of music's most accomplished power couple. She recently headlined on Broadway. He is a 16-time Grammy winner. Together, they have a new album. It's called Christmas Songs.
Performing I'll Be Home for Christmas, once again, Catherine McPhee and David Foster.
On the stage set up on the ice rink.
Have a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, and I promise you have snow in mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve is gonna find me where the peace. I'll be home for Christmas if only my dream.
Seated at the piano, David conducts. A trumpeter steps forward. He closes his eyes as he plays.
Christmas, everyone.
Gorgeous performance. What a great way to start off the holiday season.
Yes, it was. And speaking of the holidays, in theaters this Christmas, everyone's favorite feline returns in DreamWorks. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. DreamWorks Animation, of course, a part of the NBC Universal family. So let's take a look at a sneak peek right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rockefeller Center, where the anticipation is building. We are only moments away from lighting our spectacular spruce that's topped with a 900-pound Swarovski star featuring over 3 million crystals. But first, let's go to a duo of three-time Grammy winners who just dropped an original single for the season, performing Holiday Party. Here are Dan and Shay.
On the stage set up on the ice rink, Dan plays a guitar while Shay sings it's in front of a stand-up mic.
Pretty wet lights everywhere, strip malls and parking lots are packing out. Weathermen say it in my snow, might as well keep off the road. So what you say we stay here at the house? Me and you, we'll throw a holiday party, don't tell anyone. Turn up the fire, playing on the TV, watching for Santa from the top of the roof. While we're wrapped up in a blanket for two, we'll throw a holiday party, holiday party. It's just me and you.
I can't hear you.
We can stay the whole night in town, when our friends say meet us out, we'll just keep hanging. Turn up the fire, playing on the TV, watching for Santa from the top of the roof. While we're wrapped up in a blanket for two, throw a holiday party, a holiday party for just me and you.
Oh, somebody get loud in this place!
Dan wears his brown curly hair long and loose around his shoulders.
Goes around, we gotta share.
Dan and Shay are in their late
20s. Merry Christmas, everybody!
All right, it is not the Rockefeller Center tree lighting without an appearance from the iconic dance company. The Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes happens right down the street from where the Today Show is. So after their performances, we get to see the joy on everybody's face.
Yes, we do. Performing their legendary precision choreography, ladies and gentlemen, the Radio City Rockettes.
The lights come up on 14 dancers. The women wear sleeveless, short mini dresses that are made out of silver tassels. They kick their long legs high. They form three groups of dancers on two tiers of the stage. They dance in unison. They twirl all together. Now they form two rows, one on a lower tier of the stage. They raise their arms above their heads, smiling the whole time. Their hair is tied back in tight buns. They wave their hands over their heads from side to side, striking poses. They swap places. Then they kick their legs right, then left, right, then left, kicking their legs high, almost up to their shoulders. They twirl on the spot and strike a final pose. They step down to form one line and they link arms. They kick their legs. Right, left, right, left.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton share the stage, and a performance from country music's Jimmy Allen when Christmas in Rockefeller Center continues live on NBC.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
All right, guys, we are just minutes away from flipping the switch on our enormous Norway spruce. It weighs 14 tons, but we still have time for some more performing.
Yes, we do. He was last year's CMA New Artist of the Year, who will continue crossing the country next spring with Carrie Underwood on the Denim and Rhinestones Tour.
Performing this Christmas, here is Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen's on stage in a silver blue suit.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. Yeah. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me, yeah.
Hey. Jimmy wears a gray cowboy hat. He performs with one musician.
Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright.
Orange stars sugar glow on the trees that decorate the stage.
Put your hands together like this. Put your hands together like this. Everybody sing it out one time, one time.
Everybody sing it out one time, like this Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night, yeah. And this Christmas, it will be a very special Christmas for me. Oh, hey, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy holidays.
All right, let's go back one more time to Rockefeller Center rooftop, where we have performances from two of the coaches from NBC's The Voice.
When they're not competing, you'll find them releasing number one singles as an incredible husband and wife duo.
With us to perform a holiday hit they co-wrote titled You Make It Feel Like Christmas, here are Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
On the rooftop, Blake stands before a standing mic as Gwen grooves in a green gown.
Thanks to the string lights that make it glow. But I want to thank you, baby. You make it feel like Christmas. Yeah.
It barely took bread to realize that we're going to be a classic for all time.
They sing to each other.
Thought I was done for, thought that love had died. But you came along, I swear you saved my life. And I want to thank you, baby. You, thank you. You make it feel like Christmas.
You make it feel like Christmas.
Sweet gingerbread made with molasses. My heart's skipping out.
The backup singers dance a choreography. Gwen points to the sky.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
All right,
she waves to the crowd.
Coming up next, the moment we've all been waiting for. We are going to light up the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Stay with us, y'all. You do not want to miss this.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Welcome back, everybody. The time is finally here. We are ready to light the world famous Rockefeller Center Christmas tree for the 90th time, by the way.
So what do you say we open the holiday season right now?
That's what I'm talking about. Here to light the tree from Tishman Spire Chairman Jerry Spire and CEO Rob Spire. Gentlemen.
All right, here we go. Drum roll, please.
Rob and Jerry stand before a glowing button on the stage beneath the tree.
Two, one!
Everything goes dark, and suddenly the tree lights up. The Swarovski star glows white at the top, and the tree is all a glow of bright, vibrant colors. every single branch covered with lights. Red, blue, yellow, green, white. The massive star at the top has 70 spikes sticking out from it in all directions.
All right, there you have it, guys. An absolutely gorgeous tree is shining over New York City, and our timeless tradition carries on.
For 90 years. Before we go, we want to thank all of the frontline workers and all of the members of the armed forces who are stationed across the country and around the world.
From all of us here at NBC, we would like to wish you a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season.
Good night, everybody!
This program was described live by Descriptive Video Works. Producer Matt Lachman. The tree glows in the night. Its colors are vibrant. On stage, a choir dressed in black wearing red scarves perform with the hosts standing in front of them. Copyright 2022.
Jimmy Fallon welcomes Dolly Parton, NBC Tonight.